I'm Don Delson, and I work for the Workers' Compensation Board. I was hired because, by the WC, because of the tragedy here, and we're here to remember. On January 7th, 1981, I was working on a project in Victoria, working on the same type of formwork being used on Bentall Fort. Coincidentally, I was 34 years old, the same as Mike's dad. It's kind of a small world that way. Can you hear me back there?
Yeah.
Good. When I heard the news coming out of Vancouver, it hit me really hard. It was really way too close to home. That same year, I fell through a hole in a fly table form, same type of form being used on the Bentall Fort. I was lucky. My fall was only one story, not 36. Like most construction workers would have, I did not tell my wife about that accident. I wanted to spare her the anxiety and the fear she would have had each time that I left for work. When I first heard about this memorial, I had a strange reaction. And the reaction I had was one of anger, which surprised me until I tried to figure out why. I was angry because it took us 24 years to honor the memory of four construction workers, one of whom could have been me. I became angrier when I considered that we lose, on average, 28 construction workers every year in BC. Typically, 14 workers dying from accidents and 14 from occupational disease such as asbestosis. And it's ironic that the asbestos exposure that caused those fatalities probably occurred 24 years ago and led up to the claims that we saw last year. And I'm angry because, as Wayne and Larry said, these deaths are all preventable. I was angry because society quietly accepts the loss of my fellow construction workers. This acceptance by society must change. And the WCB is committed to work with all industry stakeholders to change society, to change society's attitudes so that no workplace fatality goes unnoticed. We have two good examples of how society can change attitude. One is the campaign around getting people to wear seatbelts. 24 years ago, not many people automatically wore their seatbelts. Today, it's almost unheard of for somebody to get into the car and not put the seatbelt on. Another example of raising or changing attitudes is a former Vancouver coroner. I won't mention names. He got very angry, like I got angry. He got angry about the tragic deaths of unfortunate persons on the downtown East Side. He got angry and set out to change society's attitude towards the deaths of those members of our society. The seatbelt campaign and that coroner did make a difference. I encourage all of you to get angry too, but to use that anger positively. To change the attitudes of project owners, supervisors, your co-workers, and society. Keep on making changes to the safety climate in your industry and things will improve. Memorials like today are a good thing and they will make change happen. The Workers' Compensation Board has changed since 1981. 24 years ago, as a result of the deaths of the four workers, we remember today we learned that there were problems with our regulations. With input from industry, and especially the building trade unions, we addressed the problems and continue to review and change the regulations. We were also told the way that we had to change the way we hired our safety officers. We were told that they should come from construction and understand the construction industry. That's why I was hired, because I came from the construction industry, and my colleagues here today in the orange hats, it's the same thing. They are from the construction industry. And this is a good thing. One thing we didn't do very well 24 years ago, and that was to provide support to families and co-workers. We didn't really keep them in the loop as to what was going. Right now we have a program today that we make contact with the families, we let them know what's going on, advise them of the progress of the investigation and what the conclusions were. And this is really important. It was never done before, and I think a lot of families probably felt pretty disenfranchised by that. The WCB is committed to make a change. Make a difference one worker at a time. And if we can change, then industry and society must change as well. I'd like to close by citing examples of well-known construction projects that had significant safety records. The Hoover Dam in the United States was known as a construction wonder of the world. Not many know that 96 construction workers died building that dam, not including those who died from diseases. Around the same time, the Empire State Building was another wonder that was being built. The owner of that building had a real attitude. an attitude that any fatality would not be acceptable on his site. That project implemented innovative safety approaches unheard of at the time. Because of that attitude, not one construction worker died during the actual building of the Empire State Building. Quite a contrast. So I urge you all to join the WCB in changing attitudes by working collaboratively through unions, employer groups, health and safety associations, and the media to ensure that January 7th, 1981 never happens again. Thank you.
Certainly, we're gathered here as a result of fatalities that happen in the construction industry, but that's not the end of it. We have next Jim Sinclair, president of the BC Federation of Labor, to speak about what it means for all of us in labor.